listening to the Capture Paranormal Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to Capture Paranormal Podcast. We are live at the Forest City Comic Con in London, Ontario. I've been here for a few hours now, and things are kind of still going. It's a little bit winding down, just a little bit.
It's been pretty steady all day.
We've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of interest in what we do, and a lot of questions, I guess. What do you guys think? How do you think the day went so far?
It was good. Good so far. Better than last year. I think more interaction this year.
I think, yeah, a lot more interaction. We're kind of more in a more public spot, I think, too.
I can't even remember where we were last year. I think more kind of...
We were that way.
Yeah. More towards the back kind of corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, where this year we're right in the middle of the action. And we got a guy beside us that does D&D figures, and this guy's been killing it all day.
Oh, yeah.
I think if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have anybody over here.
It's true. It's true.
And we got some ladies on the other side of us that make handbags and blankets that are pretty cool.
Batman and
yeah, there's
Wonder Woman, I think. And
yeah.
Superman stuff. And yeah, but it's always fun coming out to these cons and hearing people's stories. We had a few people tell us their stories that we're going to be featuring on the podcast here.
Yep.
Probably during this episode, I assume. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a few celebrities here.
You got 2 P&B news here.
There you go. Can't top that. Come on.
Okay. Actor from The Walking Dead is here.
Yeah, the Walking Dead guy.
Got some contestants from Face Off, the sci-fi show.
Yeah.
I'm a big Face Off fan. I've watched the entire series. So it's cool to see those guys here.
Did you actually go talk to them?
No, I didn't go talk to them.
Come on. Why not?
Because they're celebrities. I'm scared, okay?
Whatever.
I'll get all tongue-tied.
Whatever.
You see wrestlers all the time. I always see pictures of you on Facebook with, like, wrestlers and,
yeah,
and Robert Englund.
Yeah, and, like, every Jason that's ever been in Friday the 13th.
Every Jason has been in Friday the 13th.
Whatever, David.
A couple of contestants on Face Off.
I bet Tate from Face Off. He was at one of the cons I went to. I don't know. Maybe I'll go over after and say hi. But for now, we're working on this, okay? So let's just get back to the point here.
Back to point.
Well, yeah,
there's a lot of interesting costumes and
definitely. I feel like there's been more cosplay at this one than last year, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it takes time for people to kind of roll into it. Like, I noticed that at the CK Expo, too. Is first year there was probably about 30% of people wearing costumes, or the next year it was up to like 50 or 60% of people.
Right, yeah. So that's kind of, I don't know.
I think it's like this is the fifth year for this.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I'm not sure how long it's actually been on for.
Like you said with CK, it's like, oh, people do dress up. And then the next year it's like, oh, even more people are dressed up. And then like this year there's way more than last year. That's what kind of bummed me out last year, is that there wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
This year, there's a lot.
Yeah, I'd say almost over half the people here probably
dressed up
throughout the day.
Capacity.
Yeah, dressed up.
Even
in some
if it's
capacity.
Just some fuzzy bunny ears and a tail or something like that, there's people with like full on.
They're participating, getting involved.
Yeah.
Or just a mask or something. But there's some that went full out, like Skyrim. Horned helmet and the whole bit. And
there's some pretty cool looking Deadpools.
Yeah, lots of Deadpools. Princesses.
Predator.
Is the Predator here?
Yeah,
he was walking around.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Predator mask is like right across the the way
there. It's over with the Face-Off guys.
Yeah. I've been looking at it all day, and it's like, that's awesome.
And we saw the three characters from The Strangers.
Yes, I saw them walking around with them.
I got a picture of that.
Yeah, kind
of
scared Emma a little bit.
Did they? Did they really?
Yeah. No, they didn't. She just saw them because they had their axe and their knife and the masks were on.
Kind of freaked her out a little bit.
I thought that was the one guy with the burlap sack over his head. I thought that was Sandman from Batman.
Oh, okay.
Christian.
Yeah.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
No,
that's who I thought it was at first. I was going to make some comment about that. I think you guys say it was from The Strangers.
Yeah, it was The Strangers.
Oh, right.
Good Indiana Jones?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. An amazing Indiana Jones with the golden idol. And
we've seen some Ghostbusters.
Yep. Yes. Ghostbusters.
Yep. The resident Ghostbusters.
Saw a couple Stranger Things kids mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, like the...
I didn't see any Stranger Things kids.
I saw a few earlier.
Like at the, okay. They're in the video game area.
Oh, when we first got here, I saw a few, yeah. A few 11s running around.
Yeah.
Saw a Vault person. One had the 101.
Yep.
Like the Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good mix of everything. What else?
Fallout, or Vault 101 is Fallout 3.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't play those games. I don't have time like you do. No. Sorry. My bad. I'm surprised I even remembered what it was from.
Fallout 4 is 111.
Okay. My bad. I don't know. It's better organized this year. Coming in, like, there seems to be more kind of, like, not security, but, like, checking tickets. And, like, last year it was just a
free-for-all.
Just kind of go and, yeah.
Well, there's the Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter passing us, right, as we speak.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it better this year.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad last year. It's just...
Oh, no, not at all, yeah.
It seems, like, set up
I
better.
Mean, we came back this year, right, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you? We're just running a podcast. That's cool. You want to be a part of it? Tell us your ghost story. Do you have any paranormal experiences? Not that you can remember. Your 2-year-old says she sees ghosts? Oh. Oh. From just, TV or something, yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're doing a podcast right now. Do you have any crazy paranormal experiences?
A cold drink. I guess I need like $100, right? Or anything?
Good. A lot of stuff
out there. No, I'm good.
Okay, let me turn this around.
I'll probably grab some food.
I just gotta stand up.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't want to pitch it.
So there's like a house where I'm from that everyone knows is haunted. It's in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Okay.
And the number of it is actually was 66 for a while, or 666 for a while.
Yeah.
And I even told my dad about it, and he didn't believe me. So he went to go drive to see it. And we were looking at the numbers, and it was going to be 666, and they changed it to apartment 1B.
Oh, really?
And there was like, it's always for sale, and no one can ever...
Oh, so
sell it.
Must be something strange.
There's something going on. So, like, I've heard so many different stories, and like, just like being from over there, everyone believes in ghosts there. Like, it's not everyone. It's like
no joke.
I think because everything is kept so historical, they don't change any of the buildings. Everything's like hundreds of years old. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting that they actually changed the address.
Yeah. Yes. And then my dad was like, maybe shit is haunted. I was like, see, I told you. Like, it's not.
What was the original address? How I was.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Satan must have lived there, right?
Yeah. You get a weird feeling, too. The house is definitely creepy looking. I'm definitely like a spiritualist. I can tell, like, I've been in houses where I felt weird. Like, my friend's basement, I'll never go there again. Like, I feel bad she does laundry in there. Like, I would never want to come in there. I would move, but. Yeah, I definitely believe in ghosts, big time. I watched, like, when I was little, I watched all the shows, like, Scariest Places on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I was obsessed, and I wanted to be a ghost hunter. I did, like, I told my mom that. I had a little, like, you know, kind of carry on, like, anything here happening in the house, like, anything missing.
Nice.
I'm, like, jealous of your job. Yeah, I'm really jealous of your guys' job. Honestly, like, it's so cool.
Well, thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, it's nice meeting you guys.
You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube. We have all the episodes on there.
Cool, just like in the show, man. Yeah, if you know, if you guys are hiring anyone, you know.
Well, we do all of it free of charge out of our own pockets. So.
Cool.
We do public events too, like we're doing, we're going to be at Sombra on the...
Six.
Sorry, the 6th is St. Thomas at Princess at Playhouse.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Sombra's the 19th and 20th at the museum there, Sombra Museum.
Yeah.
Then we're doing the Bacchus Page in Wallacetown on the 26th, 27th?
Yes.
Yeah. So we get on Sombra now and then where people can find come out and investigate with us.
That's really cool. We should do that.
We can get all the info on here.
Yeah. Everything's on our website and our Facebook.
All right, man.
Awesome. All right, thank you.
There we go.
So there.
It's gone. Awesome story there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the thing I find, like, doing these events and even being out on, you know, a normal life on the street, everybody has a ghost story.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's so many people that, I remember even years ago, it wasn't something you really talk about. But nowadays,
it was more taboo. Or whatever,
exactly.
Because you were crazy if you talked about ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. Where nowadays, it's because, thankfully, because of shows like Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and stuff like that, where it makes it more out in the open.
Yeah, it's more pop culture.
Yeah, exactly. So when people see me wearing my Capture hoodie or whatever, they don't look at me like I'm a weirdo as much.
Yeah. But, yeah, because when you have, like, a shirt on or whatever, people are more open to saying, oh, you're a paranormal investigator. Well, here's my story, or, you know.
Yeah. You do run into some interesting people that way, though.
Oh, yeah. But you can't really judge people on that.
Yeah.
Because it's going back to people judging you for back, like, in the day, people judging you for being into the ghosts and stuff.
Exactly.
And just because it's more mainstream and popular today with movies and TV, you know, it's hard to judge other people's stories.
Yeah. I remember about when I first moved back to Chatham, the house that I moved into was very active. And it was just one of those where, you know, you hear the footsteps and see the shadows. This is how I got into it. You hear the footsteps and hear the shadows, and my daughter was in the back bedroom, and she'd be talking to somebody, and all this just really weird stuff happening. And I swear, one time I went into the bathroom and I saw it looked like a girl was in the mirror, and then as soon as I went into the bathroom, she ducked down, and that just completely freaked me out.
Like a kid, like a young
girl. Yeah. And then so. And this is before I was involved in any of this, and you don't just go out and talk to somebody about it. You don't say, hey, you know, this weird stuff's happening in my house. What the heck? And then when I was walking past the security desk at work, where I worked at, I had actually bought the house from a previous security guard. And the other security guards were at the desk, and they said to me, so what do you think of the house? I said, oh, you know, I really like the backyard and stuff like that. Because I didn't want to talk about the paranormal experiences going on in the house. You know, I like the backyard, like the hardwood, and blah, 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 nice paint job. You know, we might repaint it, but... And then he goes, no, what do you really think about the house? I said, what do you mean? He goes, anything weird? And I was like...
kind of new.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. He goes, what about the footsteps? Oh my God, yes. So that's what it was like back then. And then I got involved in the group. And now when I'm walking out with a shirt, people are like, oh, you're a ghost hunter? Oh, yeah. Have I got the story for you?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Jackson. And one day when I was out with my friends when we were little, we had this phase of going into the woods and just exploring for a little bit. And we ended up finding this one little spot in the woods here in London. And it was this perfect, it was like right on the little lake, and it was beautiful. It was a little rock beach, it had a big log you could sit on. And we used to go there like almost every day and just skip stones and just have fun. One day when we were there, things weren't as fun. I don't know what it was about it, but I just felt really paranoid. And I was very uncomfortable and anxious the entire time. And then I took a break from skipping stones because I couldn't have my back to the woods anymore because it felt too awful. So I'm sitting on the log facing the woods, and all of a sudden we start hearing things like branches snapping, in random spots around us. There were a few things that sounded like stones being thrown that weren't from us. And eventually, like, I remember looking out into the woods and I just saw this black figure. And I saw one that was stationary. It wasn't moving. And it was a black figure. It wasn't human, but it was humanoid shaped, sorry. And it was like standing up, not moving. Not at all. It wasn't a human. We were close enough that we would have been able to tell. And then there was this black shape that was kind of fuzzy looking. And it started running through the trees. And it was dog-shaped. It was dog-shaped. And then we heard this one snap that was really close. And we bolted. We were gone. We never went back.
I love listening to people's stories. I love listening to their...
Well, that's what we were trying to do today. We have the whole setup here today.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to, if they want to tell their stories on the podcast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of them I think were too shy or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because we'd be like, hey, do you want to tell your story? They'd be like, no. But when I was a kid, I had this thing happen. It's like...
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think, Mike? You're kind of quiet here.
Mike's always tired. Quiet.
Mike's tired. Mike's tired, boy.
No, it's been a good day of promoting, I think.
Yeah, we've gotten a few likes, I think, on Facebook.
And,
our cards are definitely past the halfway point what we showed up with. Yeah, people dig coming in out to see the K2 and the Mel. And the Fleer was a big hit.
It always is.
Everybody likes to test out the Fleer and see the thermal imaging on the screen.
Yeah, we don't really use that enough on our investigations, but it doesn't record video, unfortunately.
No.
So I got to try and get up behind the person with the Fleer.
Yeah.
And put the camera down onto the Fleer screen, and it's really difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
You almost need an attachment that has like a GoPro on the screen.
Yeah. That could probably
Maybe
be
we should look into that.
Up there.
It doesn't look like it'd be that difficult to do.
And those GoPros, like, even the knockoff GoPros are super light.
Yeah.
Super lightweight, so you could attach it somehow.
Yep. So you just need something. Probably put it in the... it would work like that if you put it in the landscape mode rather than in...
Well, even if you had it, like... standard, and you could have a clip on the top.
Yep.
That kind of, I don't know if it'd shimmy around to like have the GoPro on the actual thing.
Because Fleer is...
On the screen, I should say.
Yeah, Fleer is great, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what Jonathan said he paid for this, and it's just a still camera. I've looked at the actual cameras, and they're like many thousands of dollars. Apparently you can get them for your phone. They're a couple of $100. I don't know if they're gimmicky and they just change contrast to color.
I've seen people use them on videos.
Yeah, and do they don't work?
I don't know. It's really choppy video.
See, I don't know if it just changes the contrast into different colors, into the Fleer colors, where this is actually picking up temperature.
Definitely doesn't work as well as the actual Fleer camera does.
Yeah, exactly, because Fleer is expensive. It's a brand name, isn't it? Fleer?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But yeah, you can even see, like through there, you can see the cable. Looks different. But it's pretty slick. I would like to use it more on investigations.
So would I.
Yeah, like I said, it's cool with the pictures. It's just if you happen to see something quick, it's more of a reaction time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to need that time to actually hit the trigger. So I think with that one, you have to hit the trigger, and then there's another button.
You
have to hit OK to confirm it.
You hit trigger, and then do you want to save that? Yes. And then that's the other thing is you get something, and
oh crap, yeah. I didn't save it.
Yeah. Well, when we first got it, you know, learning how to do it, I remember we're like, how do we see the pictures? And they're like, well, there's no pictures because we never confirmed any of the shots we took.
Yeah.
We thought it was automatic. So it's just things you learn with testing it out.
Yeah. So it's kind of fallen by the disuse lately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm Toby Page, and last night when I was with my boyfriend and my best friend, we were walking at night, and as we were walking, we walked past a forest area. We heard weird growling and howling sounds. Me, having dealt with paranormal stuff since I was young, I instantly knew what it was. It's called a howler. It goes by different names. Some people call it a wolf demon, but for my family and my religion, we call them howlers. And immediately after, me and my best friend both got piercing headaches and we ran out of there.
That's one of the things we find too, is the headache thing.
Mm. Or mysterious scratches.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do some research into this whole EMF sickness too, and it seems like the World Health Organization doesn't acknowledge it as a actual ailment. There were some double-blind studies where both the scientists and the subject were unaware if they were being subjected to EMF or not.
Right.
And the subjects were not able to determine when there was high levels of EMF. But then the flip side of that is we do have our own anecdotes of people having these experiences, these, like, I'm not sleeping well, you got a clock radio right beside
your bed. Yeah, we found that where clients have had the sickness when they're, you know, the sickness just in general.
Yeah.
And we find, like...
or even they get that paranoid feeling in a specific room.
Yeah, and then we end up finding out...
flooded with EMF.
There's substance to that. So you'd think there'd be some testing or some, you know, group that would look into that.
Yeah. But yeah, there's been scientists that have investigated it. Like I said, in the double-blind test, they would put the subject and the researcher in a room, and then they would just bombard the room with EMF, and the subject's like sitting there saying, okay, when's it going to begin?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're getting bombarded by like high levels of EMF, and nothing's happening.
Now, is it... it's possible you need to be subjected to it over a certain amount of time? Or?
Yeah. There is that possibility.
That it might just be certain people that are affected by it.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it.
Well, because if you're sleeping beside your clock radio, that's putting off EMF, like every single night for, you know, years. How long before they actually start feeling the ailments?
And see, that's another thing is I did read a study about even solar flares. Like the sun kicks off EMF, I read a study about solar flares and saying that when their solar flares are high enough, it will affect our dreams. And you'll wind up having really weird dreams. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of neat. And I was reading that. I go through Facebook and going through my Facebook feed, and then you start seeing these trends of people saying, oh, man, I had this really weird dream last night. And then all of a sudden you see just like every other feed is, I had this really weird dream. So I go and check spaceweather.com. And on spaceweather.com, they show what the EMF or what the solar flares and solar activity is. And it's like an M2 or an M3 solar flare, which is a high-level solar flare. And that hit us the night before. So you kind of go, something to it.
Yeah. But if it lines up like that, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, we're having fun here. And
for sure.
Still a couple hours left. So
Kevin
we're going to. What's that?
Kevin disappeared.
Kevin disappeared. he's off getting celebrity autographs or buying some Funko Pops or
Attention Forest City Comic Con fans. Starting in 30 minutes on the Ray Sheffield Investors Group main stage, it's the Esports Championship finale for Super Smash Bros. And Fortnite.
That's what he's doing.
Come and cheer on the finalists.
Kevin's down playing Fortnite.
At 5 p.m. on the main
stage. There's a couple of Ghostbusters.
Esports finals on the main stage at 5 p.m.
And the Marshmallow Man.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll wrap it up here for the Capture Paranormal podcast. And we're going to stick around here at the Forest City Comic Con in London, Ontario for a few more hours. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube, youtube.com/CaptureParanormal, instagram.com/CaptureParanormal, twitter.com@CaptureParanorm. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review to the Capture Paranormal podcast. And patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. Head over there, throw us a few bucks, and we'll get you some extra content.
And you should also say where that bucks goes. That's to help us buy new equipment.
New equipment, website fees, podcast fees, because all that stuff costs money. And we do investigations free of charge. So
yeah.
We get, we're pretty much a non-profit. But if someone is generous enough to throw a few bucks towards the team to help with all our costs that we build up over the year, we'd greatly appreciate it. Other than that, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit captureparanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.